Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 18, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed last Friday at $422.24 and opened this Monday morning at $428.35, that is a gain of about $6 per share, roughly a 1.4% increase. The stock has been trading in a range between $422 and $445 over the past five trading days, suggesting the market is in a wait-and-see mode ahead of some key announcements expected later this quarter. Now, the top story today. Tesla has pushed out a new full self-driving update, version 14.3.3, and with it comes a significant boost to the Actually Smart Summon feature. The maximum speed for Actually Smart Summon has been increased by 33%, taking it from around 6 miles per hour up to 8 miles per hour. This is a meaningful improvement for the feature that allows Tesla owners to summon their vehicle from a parking spot to their location using a smartphone. Tesla owners on social media are already sharing videos of the faster summon in action. In another significant development, Tesla has raised prices on the Model Y for the first time in 2 years. As of Saturday, the Model Y lineup saw increases of up to $1,000 across various variants. After nearly 2 years of consistent price cuts that helped Tesla stay competitive in an increasingly crowded EV market, this marks a strategic reversal. Analysts believe the price increase reflects improving production efficiencies as well as stronger-than-expected demand for the updated Model Y. On the safety and regulatory front, Tesla has finally revealed what happened in 17 robotaxi-related crashes that had been under investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. The company unredacted the crash narratives late last week, providing a detailed account of each incident. The data shows that in most cases, the vehicle was operating under autonomous control, and the crashes resulted from a combination of unusual road conditions and edge case scenarios. Tesla maintains that its autonomous systems performed as designed in the majority of incidents. In addition, Tesla is now requiring drivers to provide mandatory feedback every time they intervene while full self-driving is active. Starting with the latest update, if a driver takes control of the vehicle while FSD is engaged, they must complete a short feedback prompt before the system can be re-engaged. Tesla says this will help it rapidly improve the neural network that powers FSD, as real-world driver interventions are among the most valuable training signals available. Turning to Tesla's energy division, there is growing concern about the future of the Tesla solar roof. Multiple reports this week indicate that Tesla is quietly pivoting away from the solar roof product and directing more resources toward traditional solar panel installations. The solar roof, which embeds solar cells directly into roof tiles, has struggled with high installation costs and complex retrofit requirements. Sources close to the company say Tesla will continue supporting existing solar roof customers but is no longer actively pursuing new installations. And finally, in a notable competitive development, BYD of China has officially surpassed Tesla as the world's largest deployer of energy storage systems. According to the latest benchmark data, BYD shipped more battery energy storage capacity in the first quarter of 2026 than Tesla, a title that Tesla had held for several consecutive years. This comes as both companies are racing to scale up production of grid-scale battery systems to meet exploding demand for renewable energy storage worldwide. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.